directly to our first guest, the soon-to-be newest leader of the Muncie Community Schools, Charles Chuck Reynolds. Hello, Chuck. How
Good
are you?
Good morning, Steve. How are you today?
Excellent, excellent. We know your affinity for marching band. Have you worked yet on the requisite for all Muncie Central High School students to be in marching band?
Absolutely. We're still. I'm building that proposal. I'm getting it close for board ready.
He is not. That's not true at all. Let's get to the true stuff. Speaking of the board. Meeting this week, yes. Some of the nuggets, what was talked about and covered, huh?
Had a productive board meeting last night. The board approved raises for the teachers for the 24-25 school year, which
again,
is always exciting.
Again.
Yep, another year of raises. Yeah. This year, the teachers will receive a $1,000 increase to their base if they're effective, and highly effective teachers will receive a $2,000 increase. Then also an additional compensation, additional $1,000 for the teacher of the year from each building, and then $2,000, another $2,000 if they're the district teacher of the year for elementary or secondary.
That has got to be a good thing for retention and or recruitment to get the best teachers in the buildings, I would think.
Absolutely. I mean, we're one of the most competitive corporations in the state now as far as pay goes, so it's something nice to tout. Yes, absolutely.
Wow, that's great. Muncie Area Career Center made a presentation.
Yeah, Caleb and Rhonda do a wonderful job at the Career Center. Presented last night on the enrollment and the programming. The enrollment's up from, I think it was around 250 back in the 18-19 school year. And then this year we had over 550 applications for our 14, soon to be 16 tracks that we're offering.
All right. Chuck Reynolds, our guest from the Muncie Community Schools. In a moment, we'll get to meteorologist Paul Poteet, our weather check after our Chuck Reynolds conversation right here. Let's do a facilities update. I know a lot has been going on at the stadium and or the school building. There is a humongous, I'm not a genius here, blower that appears to be set up at the field house, blowing something into that large building. What is going on there?
That's right. So, unfortunately, the last of our 1951 boilers kicked the bucket just before sectional basketball play.
Was there a ceremony?
It was not. There was no ceremony.
Should have
I think
been.
You could hear a faint whisper of taps in the background.
What
the
year did you say again?
51.
Wow. So they don't make them like that anymore.
Right. I'm pretty sure it had Purdue stamped on the side of it. I mean, it had been around for a while. So that is a temporary heating unit for the field house. So it circulates warm air through the field house for our folks to still use it and practice in there.
All right. What about the facilities? Maybe this summer, any plans to do any more upgrades and updates or whatever?
So this summer, we continue work at the football stadium in the Muncie Central campus. We're getting close to completion, close-ish to completion of the locker room and team meeting rooms, bathrooms, concession stands on that north side of the stadium.
Is that what the engineers are saying? Close-ish? Is that what the report is?
Yeah, those are the official technical terms.
Sorry to interrupt. Go ahead.
No, that's okay. So, but our school projects are finished. We do have maybe some temporary units going over to Longfellow is in the work. So maybe some Pediatur units heading over to Longfellow for temporary classrooms, but that's still in the works.
Pediatur is actually the WMUN word of the day. I dropped that on him before we started the segment, told him he had to work it into an answer. He tried desperately.
Desperately.
Don't feel bad. You were close.
Close.
First of all,
ish.
Again with the ish. President Mearns, by the way, a couple of weeks ago, butchered his word of the day. I mean, you did way better than him. He is going to be on tomorrow morning, as a matter of fact.
All right.
I will bring up this conversation with Chuck Reynolds. One of my favorite grades of all when I was, 100 years ago at Lindbergh Elementary School, where I resided for that particular kindergarten class, Mrs. McGillis. Was our teacher. I still remember her vividly. She did not know we called her Mrs. McGillicuddy, and I apologize for that. It wasn't to be rude. It was just that we were dumb kids, and we didn't know how to pronounce her name. So Roundup coming up. Do we, for the Muncie Community Schools, do we actually use lassos, et cetera?
We quit using lassos a few years ago. We use virtual lassos with the queuing system, much like you see at Disney World. We kicked that off this week on Thursday from 4:30 to 6 at all of our elementaries. It's a great time to head to the buildings, take care of all the not so fun paperwork and digital content that you have to knock out before you get your kids enrolled. But it's an exciting time. Teachers are there, and boy, you remember your kindergarten teacher. Mine was Mrs. McCormick. I remember her visit vividly at Southview Elementary.
Very nice. You didn't make fun of her name, did you?
I was a nice kid.
We weren't making fun of Mrs. McGillis. I need to correct that. My mom's listening in Minnesota right now, and she's thinking, you made fun of Mrs. McGillis. You, Stephen, enroll in MCS.org. Enroll in MCS.org is another way to be enrolled and move forward.
Yeah, absolutely. If you can't make it in tonight or Thursday night, you can do everything that you need to do online.
Andy Klotz told me that. He's the comms director. Spring sports, some nuggets?
Yeah, we have kicked off the spring sports. We have our first home track meet tonight. Heading over to the stadium this evening to have our first track meet in the stadium. Pretty excited about that. But boy, they are well underway. You know, Steve, it also is a contest time for our music department.
Oh, yeah.
Our middle school and high schools have been performing across the state in musical contest. In fact, Isaac Denniston at Northside, they took all the choirs went and all received gold superior ratings, a few with distinctions, which is the highest rating that you can get. And in fact, because of all of their terrific work and all of the contests they've participated in, they are up for the Indiana State School Music Association All Music Award. Wow. So they need a big banner to hang in their building. They have to apply, but I think that they're going to be able to do that.
Isaac Denniston, time check 8:13. He's a regular listener. Listen to this as I rip that little piece of paper off. A new feature. I've never done this before. I just thought of it. When someone is in studio and at least attempts to use the WMUN word of the day, I am going to give them that piece of paper autographed, and I expect to see this in your office at some point,
displayed.
Prominently displayed.
Absolutely.
So I want to put that right there for the autograph forthcoming. Chuck Reynolds is the new incoming leader for the Muncie Community Schools. Dr. K is still in charge for a little while. Couldn't be here this morning and hand it off to you. I want to talk about something that's in the national news. You may have heard about this. Tennessee is advancing a proposal to allow teachers there to carry firearms in school. Has that been discussed in Indiana? Is it in place? And or what's the MCS situation on that?
Yeah, sure. So there is Indiana code that will permit schools to do that. The board will have to provide policies and procedures for that. School safety is something we take very seriously and have frequent conversations on. With our school board. In fact, we'll have a session with the board coming up next month with some bills and including school security. While it's a terrific, I should say a terrific, how about an ingenious opportunity for folks to have armed teachers? Right now, the board doesn't have an appetite for that. We just think they have so much on their plate. They don't need another. That in our district is not another need.
Understood.
And we're very fortunate to have Legacy Life Security. So we have a number of officers in all of our buildings that help out.
Chuck Reynolds is my guest. WMUN Steve Lindell here. A sculpture is arriving from Indianapolis soon.
Right. The All-Star, the 6-foot fiberglass sculpture is heading to Muncie. It should be here this week. It's going to have a new home on loan from from Indianapolis. Indianapolis Arts Commission is on loan for us for 5 years, rolling 5 years. It'll be in the East Lobby of the Field House for folks to take a look at and enjoy.
We only get it for 5 years?
It's a rolling. I'm going to guess that we'll just have to renew it after the five years.
Oh, okay. I was getting upset there for just a second. Hey, come on now. A multicultural mixer. You told me something about that in the hallway. What's that?
Yeah. So Mrs. Ward, our director of diversity in the schools, her and Kelsey Pavelka are working on providing a multicultural mixer on April 30th from 5 to 7. The intent is to showcase all of the different folks from different countries in our district. We have 30 plus countries represented in our district. So the intent is to have tables set up, and folks could visit the different tables to learn about their countries, their cultures, their customs, and just take that opportunity to learn from each other.
Last item I wanted you to talk about just briefly here at the end, Dr. Reynolds, the passing of a former leader of the school system here. So,
yeah, Dr. Abram passed recently. I believe he passed at the end of March, and had his ceremonies this weekend here in town. He was just a terrific leader that gave so much to our corporation, and just truly missed.
I believe Dr. Abram would be very proud of what is happening right now within the Muncie Community Schools.
Absolutely, he was he still lived here, of course, and continued to give back to our community.
Chuck, anything else we haven't talked about?
I don't know. I think that's pretty much wraps it up today.
Very nice. Keep working on that marching band thing.
All right. It's on the front burner.
I want to hear that at the next board meeting. Can that be like one in the new business, like the first item? Would you consider that?
Yeah, I mean, we could consider it. I don't know that it would pass.
No. That's a hard no right there with the big guy, the soon-to-be big guy. And he's really big. He's very tall. I only take photos with him when I'm standing. He noted that just moments ago. The autographed word of the day is
treasure.
Now in his hand,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Chuck Reynolds, Muncie Community Schools. We're going to check our weather next from meteorologist Paul Poteet on WMUN.